Today is March 15th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment. Camps organized for work clearing way to Ho River. Two camps have already been organized by contractors who are to clear the Olympic Highway right-of-way between Bunch Creek and the Ho River, according to George Northup, Queets Valley rancher, who was in Hoquiam yesterday. Slashing and burning of brush is well underway, the contractors desiring to do as much burning as possible before the dangerous summer dry season. The powerboat Olympic, which has been in Hoquiam since Tuesday, is expected to leave today for the Ho River with a large load of tools, camp equipment, provisions, and other material for use on the road. The boat is in charge of Captain Ernest Fletcher, who was delayed several weeks in coming for the supplies by the death of his mother at the Ho in early February. Mr. Fletcher heard of her serious illness in time to reach the deathbed, but was barbound at the Ho for about 3 weeks following her demise and burial. The contractors brought in a number of laborers over the trail from Forks in Jefferson County, while others are working at a camp near the Queets River, where there is a considerable settlement, according to Mr. Northup. He and Mrs. Northup arrived in Hoquiam yesterday after spending several days in Puget Sound cities. Mr. Northup's automobile was decorated on the trip with the first windshield pennant made for his section, reading Queets Clearwater, and being illustrated with a representation in felt of a trout straining at the hook. In other news, suspicions of Catherine Sudden regarding rum fleet groundless. Grace Harbor's rum fleet has been run to earth. That is, it is now tied up at the Foster Dock in Hoquiam, but has so far been able to elude the officers charged with preventing bootlegging craft from approaching within the 12-mile limit. Identification has been made of the mystery ship, which aroused interest Tuesday when incoming "She's on," the Catherine Sudden of all girls replied to wireless queries of the Grace Harbor Stevedore Company station by saying that nothing but a small bootlegger remained off the bar when they succeeded in crossing in. The craft is the powerboat Olympic, which had just completed a run from the Ho River, and which for 14 hours was barbound off the harbor, according to her captain, Ernest Fletcher. It just adds more weight to the statement frequently made that woman is by nature and heredity suspicious, says her captain. If the weather and I decide not to institute libel proceedings, I will start for the Ho again in the morning, Captain Fletcher said last night. If it looks like I was starting for a rum row, it is surprising that my first two customers turned away without buying. Captain Fletcher is hauling freight to be used by contractors clearing the Olympic Highway right-of-way. In news at Elma, the Elma Baseball Club has offered a prize for the most suitable name for its team. The visiting baseball men Sunday were entertained with a dinner at the Tavern Cafe by the president, Miss M. L. Wakefield, and L. F. Nelson. The Standard Oil Company is to be commended on their action of removing all of the signs on the highway. And landscape gardeners are at work on the Masonic Cemetery in Elma, and now beautiful grounds will receive many additional shrubs. In the Tohola news, a party of oilmen headed by Mr. Hale visited Tohola yesterday and made a trip to the Garfield gas mound. It begins to look like old times again, and no doubt the Indians will be leasing more land to the oil speculators. 3 years ago, there was in the neighborhood of $60,000 paid to the Indians for oil leases. This included the tribal land. The oil is here. The only difficulty being transportation. Drilling would be in at several different localities. Dr. Leisure of Carlisle was up last week looking over some of the patients at Tohola. He is surprised that there have been no cases of measles at this time. He found few cases of tuberculosis that are hopeless. And finally, some of the sports of Tohola motored to Moclips to attend a smoker Saturday night. Moclips has organized an athletic club which will hold smokers in the near future. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 15, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.